Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is already Thursday, the 30th day, ladies and gentlemen, of August 2012, and we are going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Coming up here on the broadcast today, Larry Grafwald, who's been on with us before. He was one of the infiltrators of the Weather Underground, where they openly talked about how once they took over America, they were going to put conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists in slave labor camps and then kill half of us. They estimated 25 million. And now since it's in official Army documents that we'll go back over today, and I'll give you the code numbers on those so you can look them up, that they have re-education camps being prepared, I think we should talk about this criminal operation. Also, Derek Brose, who's with Houston Free Thinkers, and helped fight the TSA takeover in Houston successfully. He's been in Tampa and has witnessed the TSA groping, the carnage, all of it. DrudgeReport.com linked to this story last night. It's since rolled off both sites. We need to get it posted back at Infowars.com, but it's in the top story archive. The link's up there at the top of the site. TSA harasses Ron Paul and his wife in Florida. Wait till you hear this. They tried to imply he was going to blow up Romney. Just any way to dominate and exercise power by the, quote, security services, the absolute road to ruination and third worldom. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. RNC protesters vastly outnumbered by police. That's thanks to the demonization and intimidation of protesters and the idea of the First Amendment. Texas students revolt against mandatory RFID tracking chips. That's right here in Austin, Texas. They also have GPS tracker. People are revolting against becoming total prisoners. Also, would you pay to use Facebook to help investors recover their losses? That's the new idea. And, of course, the top Facebook people are all incrementally dumping their stock as fast as they can without plunging it down to zero. It's already down by, what, 55%. Also, video shows cop kicking defenseless man in the throat. I've got three videos like this today. And again, we're not just here to bash police all day because that feeds into the psyop of them then going into their own gang culture. Just attacking them feeds into the globalist plan. But they're trying to train police over and over and over and over again. They're trying as best they can that it's macho and cool to slap people around. That's why I saw some police patrolling a water hole yesterday. I don't mean a bar, a spring I was swimming at yesterday evening. And I just said, hey, are you guys looking for donuts? Just because it's important to have the police understand that there's the First Amendment and we're going to talk to them, because they were walking around staring at people and people were scared of them. And I just thought it was important to, you know, let them know that some people will speak to them. I see police in restaurants I'll walk over. Routinely, I see them in grocery stores I'll walk over. I see them everywhere I go over, because it's important. I mean, sometimes I say friendly things. Sometimes I say silly things. I ask them, hey, you've been taking all your vaccines, drinking your fluoride? And they're like, no. I'm like, why not? You trust the government, don't you? It's bad to not trust the government, isn't it, right? Big government's a good thing, right? No, I don't think that's why I have my rifle. At home, and like, oh, okay. You know, again, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. We got a lot of news. I mean, a lot of news that I'm going to attempt to scan over, just kind of hit on when we get back. And then we will take some of your phone calls here for first time callers. I'll give the number out when we come back a few times a week. Like to open the phones up to first time callers to give you a chance to sit on hold while I rattle on. I'm joking. Really not joking. I'm making fun of myself and my proclivity to run at the mouth, which is actually why I have a radio show.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have found at the tip of the spear in the information war. I am Alex Jones, your host, and we are here Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We have a big broadcast lined up today. We will be talking to an infiltrator of the Weather Underground, Obama's mentors, who plan to implode the economy, take over, and put 50 million of us in slave labor camps and kill 25 million of us. Now that that is in official Army training manuals, that mention re-education centers, how to process us via our social security numbers, how to arrest us because we're politically active. We're going to be going over the subcodes and subsections of that today with Larry Graffwald coming up to understand how tyranny creeps up on you and then explodes. And again, we're going to talk to folks from the RNC who've witnessed the TSA on the roads, the buses, harassing journalists, just the hell force that is being released. TSA harasses Ron Paul and his wife in Florida, said that they thought he may be a danger to Mitt Romney, who wasn't even there at the private airport getting on a private charter jet with his political entourage. They wanted to grope Mrs. Paul and wanted to check for bombs. They said, we think you might have bombs. And the Drudge Report picked up on that story last night. But it came out after we were on the air, so I'm going to be going back over that today. And it integrates with another report from Infowars.com and PrisonBlender.com. Video, TSA takes over bus station in Tampa. DHS agents threaten journalists. So we have those journalists coming on for about 30 minutes in the third hour today. It is a free-for-all in the first hour. I'm going to just hit some of the headlines that we'll go over more throughout the broadcast. But first-time callers, whatever issue you want to discuss, all the mainstream news discussing economic collapse, Iran war, Al-Qaeda being funded to go into Syria, new fake Navy SEAL books written via pen names to prop up the official fable that bin Laden was killed. They keep changing the story over and over again. It's a complete lie. We're going to talk about all of this today. And at the bottom of the hour, remind me, guys, to show this and talk about this on air. We have a new candidate for slimy politician. Now, the guy lives in India, but he's such a ridiculous, in-your-face deceiver that he would make a great globalist frontman. So we're going to be talking about that at the bottom of the hour. And my mind wanders, so it's up to you guys out there, please, to remind me. Okay, let me just run down. Wow, I mean, I can't even figure out what is the top story. Is my problem. Here, let's just start here with the Mark Slavo report from the shtfplan.com up at Infowars.com. Just in case, state of Alaska to stockpile mass amounts of food and supplies in giant warehouses. Well, all the states are doing that. They're just not telling the public about it. They've built giant warehouses for economic collapse or for disasters. We're going to be getting into that report. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more later. Video shows cop kicking defenseless man in the throat. The guy's done nothing. They pepper spray him, so they get on the ground. And then the guy's coughing a little bit on the ground, so he kicks him in the throat. And there's footage of the police pull a woman over with a cell phone she's on, her cell phone and driving in California, body slam her repeatedly, beat her up, and then lie on the report about it, but the Taco Bell caught it on tape. Again, it's this lying incessantly. That is the big problem, and it threatens to completely undermine the entire culture and trust in the system. And I think trust in the system should be undermined because it's lost our trust and can't be trusted anymore. But if the system doesn't get corrected and fixed and just sits there discredited, it's even worse. So we're going to be going over some of those reports. Also, the two Americans shot in Mexico last week were CIA operatives, Business Insider, and that's being reported by other news outlets as well. The Mexican government, who's as corrupt as the day is long, has pointed out correctly, though, that the drug war is to keep drug prices up and that the CIA is controlling key drug cartels and allowing them to ship in drugs while trying to knock out the other cartels. And that's what this six-year war has been about. We told you before the war started with our sources like Sully Castile and others here on air, former DEA. And that's what's happening. And as the drug cartels start to fight back, they're going to start, in fact, there are already evidence shows killing people here. So the problem is for the CIA is that the Mexicans aren't afraid. And if they want, you want to start killing, they'll start killing right back. And it's pouring over, and it's pouring over into our country, and it's ruined Mexico. Mexico was already in bad shape, but it's really bad now. I've got family that loves to travel down there, won't go down there anymore. I won't go down there. You can get kidnapped anywhere. Don't believe them when they tell you it's safe in some of the resorts. Nowhere is safe in Mexico. Nowhere. Nowhere. And this is what America is going to turn into. This is what the drug war does. The British took down China by shipping drugs in, and China was dumb enough to make drugs illegal. They used that to jack up prices, corrupt the police city by city. They finally took over and broke the country in 9 parts and then 14 parts. There was different sectors run by the French, the Dutch, the British, the Americans. I mean, the Russians, everybody had a piece of it, the Japanese. And it just became an I mean, that's what happened. And they have a strategy to bring down a country with drugs. They have the troops growing the opium over in Afghanistan publicly. I mean, it's a total joke. On Friday, the Americans and Mexican Navy captain were riding on a dirt road. This is last Friday, about 35 miles south of Mexico City, an armored Toyota Land Cruiser on diplomatic plates. And they use diplomatic plates to run not just drugs, but little kids. Mexican federal police approached on trucks with mounted guns and opened fire when the black SUV attempted to evade them and return to the main highway connecting Mexico City to Cuernavaca. Subsequently, three other vehicles carrying federal police joined the chase and fired on the black SUV. And it's now being reported that they were CIA. You can go read that. Go read that full report. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, what does CIA stand for? Cocaine Importation Agency. And it's all glamorous in the movies and all this. Most of the CIA is just spying on people and getting intelligence to feed to the foreign banks that run this country. It's a takeover arm for the Royal Institute of International Affairs. OSS, Pratt House, CFR are arms of that. And it was set up in the late 40s by Skull and Bones and British intelligence operatives to bring down the country. And it's done it. It's done an excellent job. They hired the modern feminist. That's been declassified. Gloria Steinem. The goal is destroy the family, destroy private property, destroy everything. Wrapped in the American flag, though. And you've got useful idiots in the CIA that go out and kill people and do all this stuff, thinking that they're fighting for liberty and freedom. Kind of like they got globalist-run CIA, MI6, Mossad-run Al-Qaeda, who come from dirt villages and, you know, no education and believe they're fighting for Allah. Don't even know they're actually working for the globalists to destabilize things and have a pretext to take over our free societies. That's how it works. Let's continue here with some more of the news on that front. Some good news. Texas students revolt against mandatory RFID tracking chips. They also have Department of Defense cameras that scan them while they eat lunch, behaviorally track everything they're doing in the bathrooms, in the classrooms, again, just building psych warfare databases on everyone for the giant NSA centers they're building all over the country. Building a big one, by the way. It's almost done in San Antonio, a gigantic one. I have to track everybody in real time in the world in Utah. I mean, it is a technological takeover. It's the rise of the machines under the technocrat control for the kill grid to be put in place. Texas students revolt against mandatory RFID tracking chips. Spy tags track kids even after they leave school. Now, just as it's been admitted, the little tracker chips to use toll roads track you everywhere you go as well, along with face scanning and license plate reading. And now students and parents at two San Antonio schools are in revolt over a program that forces kids to wear RFID tracking name tags, which are used to pinpoint their location on campus as well as outside the prison premises. And that's what this is a prison. and it goes over their revolt. Here's another one out of Texas, also Louisiana, WTVA. Students required to wear IDs or face fines to go to the prisoner slave training system of Northeast Mississippi College. They also force inoculations on everyone outside of law, lying, saying there's no waiver to go to the public schools and the colleges so they can soft kill you there. Bill Gates is now pushing a new program to make everyone take vaccines. They're already shooting kids up without parental consent nationwide. It's a felony, but they do it. This is a criminal eugenics forced operation. But we battled back in the 30s and 40s when they had 35 states in the U.S. sterilizing people for making B-minuses. So we can battle back against them now, but they always just try to enforce it. That's why they've told the police, be brutal, be hateful, body slam women, taser people, kill people, be as brutal as you can, drive them into submission, they are the enemy. You protect them by maintaining order. No, you induct everyone into the kill grid. Continuing, drug companies run out of weapons against the very same superbugs they help create. Nearly all antibiotics are now obsolete. It doesn't matter. I know people that take their children to go to the doctor. They don't even do a swab. You know, I go to a local, when I'm sick every couple of years or have, you know, an infection where I cut my leg on the Supreme Court building when a cop jumped out and I turned around and bumped into the side and my foot leg got infected because the column cut through my jeans into my leg. The point is, the demonic building bit me. I go to a place where, you know, that they do swabs before you're given, you know, an antiviral or an antibacterial. I mean, yeah, they have to check it. You have to wait hours. You have to. But no, that's what a real medical facility does. I'm not going to say what little clinic I go to. But the point is that's where my family goes. All these other places, they just go, oh, here, you're sick. Take antibiotics. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll die for the system. And that's really the message I've got to get out to people. We are living on a prison planet to a great extent. You've got the tyrannical rail running that's growing stronger and bigger. You've got liberties, freedoms, basic hard-won rights, hard-fought rights that are still there to a certain extent, but under assault. And so freedom is dissolving and crumbling as tyranny is rising. But as freedom begins to really implode, even the thickest skulled people begin to wake up. Yesterday, I, again, occasionally with my children in the evening, go and take them to a big public natural spring pool here in Austin. And this lifeguard goes, oh, Alex Jones. Yeah, I visit your website, Infowars.com. I rarely run into people that disagree with me and actually will come over and do it. And I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, I used to, when I went to college, I used to use your website as an example in my philosophy class and in speech for logical fallacies. And I went, oh, you're going to use Greek philosophy on me, huh? Of logic and everything. I go, you really think you're doing that? I said, I said, hey, how's that college degree going for you? Because I talked to him. He's been out of college. I found out he's been out of college 5 years. He's lifeguarding. Hey, I'm not saying that's a bad job, you know, $10 an hour or whatever it is. But the point is that I was telling you a decade ago that college was a giant bubble and that most people would never be able to pay off their loans and they would then criminalize not paying them. But all this is flashing through my mind. And I was like, so I was wrong that a world government was being formed run by megabanks that would use derivatives to collapse us 14 years ago. And literally, the guy was up on his perch, power tripping. And I said, let me ask you a question. I said, I've never seen police at this pool in all my years. Now I see police here because I just seen police walking around staring at people and I'd said something to them. I mean, they look like gang members, the way they walk, the way they act. It was I mean, if I saw guys in plain clothes walking like that, I'd say, honey, you know, lock the door. If I was in a parking lot, lock the door. I mean, these guys look like gang members, young rookie cops. Their posture, all of it was very upsetting. My dogs would have growled at them, you know, that type of deal. And you know, because my dogs only growl at bad men. I'm not saying all police are bad men. You can pretty much look at somebody generally if you've got discernment. And there's these young gang member types. They're probably in a gang 5 years ago. Cops left there about 23. They were, you know, shuffling around, staring at people, getting off on the fear. And the guy said, I feel good they're here. And I go, oh, really? You ever need them? And then some old man runs over. How long you been coming to this pool? Because I mean, I wasn't even talking loud. I'm like, oh, I'm not supposed to talk in America. And so I said, I've been coming here since I was born. And the guy just kind of, water's very clear today. Why do you think it's so clear? I go, I don't know. I'm not a hydrologist. But probably because it hadn't been raining in a while. And I don't even know why I get off into these stories. It's just that, look, trusting the system blindly is going to get everybody hurt real bad. And I don't know how else to explain this to you. And they've got all these petty nobodies as bureaucrats and as code enforcers and as bad cops and others out there that are setting up the classical tyranny that our forebears in history and common sense warned us about. Snitches, surveillance, warrantless stuff, abuse, all of it. And yeah, the society's rotting as well. The public is degenerating. The public is bubbling with scum. I mean, I'm not just here pointing my finger at the police. A lot of police are really good men and women, and it depends on the departments. And, you know, Austin's one of the better ones. I'm not here riding that, you know, just going after it. It's just that you see people that look like gang members and look like scum and act like scum, and it's upsetting to see them in uniforms. To see cops creeping around. Like, if I saw people like that in plain clothes in my alleyway, I would, you know, I would be concerned. I'd start watching them real carefully. The body language. Somebody sneaking around. And look, like I said, I'd go to your calls. I haven't even scratched the surface of the news, and I'm just having flashbacks to that last night. That we've been right about almost everything we've talked about. I wish we weren't. And more people are waking up, but still others are running deeper into denial. Deeper and deeper and deeper into it. And time's running out, folks. Time's running out. We better turn this around and reject all this tyranny now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We are here live, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., back weeknights, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. Find out more at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, look, I want to take some of your phone calls. I always say I'm going to take them, and I start ranting and going off rabbit trails. First-time callers, boom, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I didn't give the number out earlier. Why are the phone lines loaded? Whatever, we'll see what happens. First-time callers that all have the number memorized. We'll get to everybody here in just a moment. That means 20 minutes, and then I'll take calls for that little five-minute segment. I'm joking. Probably not joking if I don't get control of myself right now. Let me just mention some of the other stuff coming up. Mayor dead after apparent donkey attack. And, of course, that is in Hollywood Park, Texas. His donkey, 500 pounds, reportedly killed him. Yeah, a big white-tailed buck can kill you. They kill quite a few people. The answer is banned donkeys. Somebody got hurt by one. All donkeys are guilty. I mean, they say because some veterans, very rarely, go postal, that all veterans should have their Second Amendment taken. Well, hey, by that logic, ban donkeys. Somebody stab somebody, ban knives. Somebody use a Louisville slugger. Hey, cops in New York shot nine people. freaking out, trying to shoot one guy who didn't even have his gun out. So I say ban police. Of course, not being serious, but I'm illustrating this. You know, I saw earlier in the week where a fella dressed up in a Bigfoot outfit and ran out in front of the cars to create a Bigfoot sighting. Well, the answer is obvious. Ban all cars and ban Bigfoot outfits. I mean, no. We need TSA every 100 yards in the forest on the side of highways to make sure somebody doesn't run out in front of a car. I mean, now they got TSA on the highways running random checkpoints. I mean, Al-Qaeda might be coming up the road. I mean, we got to have them everywhere. I mean, come on. A South Texas mayor has been found dead after apparently being attacked by a 500-pound donkey. Yeah, 100-pound donkey's meaner than a box of rattlesnakes. That is, they don't like you. They're sweet as pie if they know you. I love donkeys. Continuing, the county sheriff office said Wednesday that the death of the Hollywood Park mayor, William Bill Bokel, appears to be an accident. And it appears that the donkey killed him. He loved his animals, but the donkey killed him. Well, there you go. All donkeys are guilty. All donkeys are evil. All donkeys are bad. We have to get rid of them. Or have TSA at your farm. Because, I mean, a cow might kill you. Cows kill people. Bulls kill people. Donkeys... Farm equipment, ban it. In fact, ban humans driving cars because computers can drive them better. Oh, guess what? They said last week they're looking at that. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, these Google cars are your enemy. Not because technology isn't neutral, but because it's all being designed to replace you, to control you. It's an incremental new type of military takeover. It's systematic. We're being interwoven with surveillance tech grids of control. So that's just some of it. But, I mean, there's Texas school kids are revolting about having to wear RFID tags and being watched at home by the AI computers over their laptops. And, you know, how dare them? They're an extremist. The government's just trying to keep them safe, just like all the people they've killed in chemical, biological, and radiological tests, shooting little children up with vaccines filled with measles, mumps, and rubella pathogens so they could sell more vaccine. I mean, these are good people, and we shouldn't be talking bad about them. You know, I said I would do this now, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. Drum roll, please. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, this has more of an effect, but I have some of the color images here. Wide shot, please. Ladies and gentlemen. Right here, Hitler clothing store stirs anger in India. The owner of the new men's clothing store, Hitler, is in Obamabad, India, is willing to change its name if he would be compensated over the branding expenses. Members of the city's tiny Jewish community condemned the store's name, and the Israeli diplomat said the embassy would raise the matter in the strongest possible way. This gentleman goes on to say he didn't know who Hitler was. This is a quote here out of the Huffington Post. The proprietor, Rashish Shah, told the Times of India that he had no idea the moniker would be controversial. This guy's got to become an American politician. I mean, what a fear bull. I didn't know anything about Fast and Furious. Hitler was a nickname given to my business partner, Manish Chandi's grandfather, because of his strict nature. Now, folks, if you believe that, please show the viewers over here. Yeah, back that out. His business card says Hitler, and the I in the dot on the I is a swastika rotating in the Nazi direction, and it's also red over here on the store. He doesn't know who Hitler is. He just got a store with a swastika above it on top of it. Listen, here's the deal. I'm all for this guy's First Amendment. But let me tell you something. When I see shops called Mao's in Denver and London, and they've got one with Mao Zedong here in Austin, I'm going to do a report on that. They got two different bars with hammers and sickles. You know something? I'm going to go out front those bars with swastika and a hammer and sickle. The hammer and sickle killed about 60 million people. Under Mao, it killed 60 plus million. So it's over 120 million conservatively, counting the Soviets and everything, and then them. So I'm offended by that. Why is no one offended? And I'm offended by the swastika, too. Plus, I'd be, you know, scared to have a business with that on it. I mean, it's kind of a bad idea. But this guy certainly gets the Baloney Pusher Award. We call it something else down here in Texas, but let me tell you, that isn't even BS. That is horse manure, if I have ever seen it or heard it. But, hey, you know what? It'll probably work on zombies. Hey, don't be a conspiracy theorist. You know, use logic. He says he didn't know who Hitler is. Don't use your common sense. That's supposedly logic now with all these educated idiots that can't tie their shoelaces or get a job. Those of us that have smarts, have street smarts, business smarts, life smarts, you know, all these idiots, too, that serve the system, most of them can't get a date. So their friend is the television set because you don't live in the real world. Let me tell you, men out there that serve the system, you know what women are looking for? They're looking for leaders. They're looking for guys that know what's going on. They're looking for forceful, informative people that have got something on the ball, and women's intuition knows right away. Same thing for women. You're looking for guys, stop acting so insecure. And again, I'm just digressing off into how we've been turned into these cowardly jellyfishes, and I've had enough of it. By the way, we have another article going up on Infowars.com in minutes, and I'll tell you about that before we go to our guest at the start of the next hour. Amazing billboards are getting put up all over the country by our listeners, and it's really having a big effect to fight the globalist. And I have just seen one from Florida that absolutely is how it's done. But enough from me. That's not even the tip of the iceberg, folks, of the news here. I've got so much we're going to be covering. Ron Paul being harassed. They tried to imply he was going to blow up Romney. I mean, this is amazing. But Kurt's article isn't even hardcore enough. I mean, it's a great article he wrote. Again, it was up at drudgereport.com last night and this morning. It's gone now. I'm going to get it reposted in the tiles so everybody can see it. We're going to get to that. But first, Chad in New York, thank you for holding. Good to have you here on air. Hey, do you believe this guy in India? He has a store called Hitler, and it's got a red swastika on it. He said he never heard of Hitler, and the store has nothing to do with Hitler. Are you a conspiracy theorist? Do you not believe him?
I guess you could call me a conspiracy theorist because, I don't believe that TSA has ever caught anybody in Al-Qaeda. But, you know, that's just me. You know, I don't see
if they want to catch Al-Qaeda, then they need to go over to NATO headquarters where they're arming them and training them and go to Turkey where U.S. Marines are training them and helicoptering them into the border region.
Hey, I mean, who knows? They might be in my pants, Alec. You never know.
Are you sure? You know what? Are you sure? Like, if people out there that use Preparation H, that may not be a hemorrhoid. That may be Al-Qaeda.
Hey, you never know, man.
Maybe that's Bin Laden. I mean, they said they threw him in the ocean. How do we know they didn't throw him in your...
I'm sorry.
I tell you, this morning, I went to the bathroom. It kind of looked like Bin Laden. All right. I'm going to stop the comedy. See, folks, you know, that's why... Well, maybe I'm not that funny, but as Kevin Booth, who was Bill Hicks's producer, says I was funnier than Bill Hicks. By the way, I don't agree with him, but that's why Kevin says that. He knows what I'm like behind the scenes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to thank you for one thing, Mr. Alex Jones. Thank you for waking me up, you and Mr. Ventura, 2 years ago. I really appreciate it. Your conspiracy theory show really woke me up, especially the one about the FEMA camps. That really woke me up. And I tell you, it was powerful stuff. I wish they'd let the third season come out, but, you know, unfortunately...
Well, here's the deal. I'm not allowed to tell you what went on, but it's like something out of a Men in Black movie. I mean, there were Men in Black. The whole deal happened, and True TV was going to back Ventura, but they just got threatened. I mean, the head of True TV did have a lot of courage to put that on air, but it got top ratings. It was too successful. So the third season that I went out and consulted on and helped and worked on and shot and got groped by TSA to be able to do, I don't think it's going to air.
I don't think it is either, sir. But the question I had, there's a question and a comment I wanted to make. The question I had is, do you think that the Brandon Robb case with all the other cases that have been going on that you were talking about last week and this week, do you think that that's the beta test rollout for the re-education camps?
Absolutely. No. Listen, I believe he believes what he's saying, and he's a very intelligent, well-spoken person. But, Steve sees all this massing, and so he's like, it's happening. They don't want to move this thing fast. They want to just keep moving it slow. They're already shooting kids up. Again, from Alabama to California, 3 or 4 years ago, we'd get reports they were shooting kids up without parental consent when they would have convulsions in Alabama and California. in Michigan, in Massachusetts. Now, those states are just shooting the kids up without asking the parents. Folks, that's so illegal. But they just do it, and the cops won't enforce the law. They won't enforce the law on Fast and Furious. And yeah, they're grabbing veterans everywhere for cleaning guns on their back porch, for putting their deer rifle in their car. Every deer season, I see articles everywhere, even in Texas, where I've seen stories where the police get called on a cop who's off duty going deer hunting. I mean, you cannot dress up in camo and have a gun in this country without people freaking out. Look, when I was a kid, everybody had guns in their truck windows. And I think we should start doing that again. In fact, I'm going to put a gun rack in my car, in my truck, and I'm going to start driving around with a gun. And I'm going to drive around with a semi-auto 50 cal, see how folks like it. Of course, the only problem is people will break in your car and steal them. But I might just do it, you know, with cameras in my car, just waiting for the police to pull me over. Because they hate us exercising our rights. Not the average cop, but those that control them do. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And I just wanted to make one quick comment. It isn't just happening with him. It's happening with me because I've had a lot. I've linked to your articles on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, and I repost them on my Facebook, and I make comments about it. And I've had at least five or six Facebook postings where they haven't gone through, and, you know, it's just...
We're getting censorship everywhere now. They're trying to kick us off YouTube right now and battling them behind the scenes. I mean, look, they don't want this message getting out because it's the truth. And I appreciate your call. Great points. I mean, we're in trouble, Chad. And they are setting up the paradigm to disappear people. No judge, no jury. Brandon Robb has come out now. We talked to him yesterday, talked to his family, and he's intimidated to come on the show. I mean, I understand that a lot of people don't want to go on air. That's why I did a tape with the lawyer, but he may come on sometime. But it's happening to a bunch of people, talk show host, you name it. We now know why they grabbed him. It was the Illuminati card game. They were looking at cards where it shows the towers getting hit, the Pentagon getting hit, and were trying to imply he was going to do something because they were talking about the government doing it. So that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of the fact that we know about false flag terror like Fast and Furious, 9/11, Oklahoma City. They hate that because they want to blow stuff up and pose as our saviors and take over with the security state, with the nanny state, which history shows is the biggest threat. Tyranny will come to your door in a uniform. That's why we obsess over the military and the police, because this country, to a great extent, will rise or fall on you being informed. And on the citizens informing you, because the globalists want a civil war. They want us to kill each other. And I do not have any, you know, delusions of grandeur about some armed conflict with criminal elements of the government and their mind control bots that are following a false paradigm script, who are basically androids. I mean, the average brainwashed cop or military that will do this, most of them won't, because I've talked to them ad nauseum, is really believes they're fighting bad guys. And you know, the war is for their mind. That's where the war is. The war, it doesn't matter. The society is so evil is why it's hard to turn this around. We are gone from a nation of men to a nation of so-called men, hype-driven blobs, myself included. I mean, we're lazy. Look, liberty gave us plenty. And then we became decadent, and now evil came in. I mean, it's a cycle. And if we could just learn from history, we don't have to go through this. Steve in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Nice talking to you. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, I just wanted to make everybody aware that they, on September the 6th, our city, our esteemed city council has seen fit, in spite of the fact that it's been already voted down by the populace in Oregon. They've seen fit to propose a Florida, you got it. Yeah, you're already aware of it then.
No, tell us about it, though. No. The states voted it down, the cities have voted it down, but they love you so much, they want to put something special in there. They want to help you learn to not be so upset. Everything will be okay very soon, Steve. Just drink it. They love you. They do. They love you.
Yeah, the two scumbags that are that are responsible for this loving gesture is our county commissioners, Randy Leonard and Nick Fish. And they're going to have a hearing on it at our courthouse. Not the courthouse, but the city hall, the council chambers on September the 6th, and they're going to bring it to a council vote without any input from us, the populace, who it'll be directly affecting. They, without having any input from us, they're just going to mandate it in, I think, you know, and I do not want to be poisoned. I'm one of those.
Well, let me tell you something. I have real feelings of anger towards these government officials, authorities, towards us, the little scum civilians, you know, that term they use in their takeover, that they laugh at us when we have New York Times, Associated Press, Harvard studies of cancer, brain damage. I mean, look what it's doing to us, and they laugh. I'm telling you, sue them personally for falsely medicating you without your consent. That'll get their attention. Sue them! Look, we're being incrementally enslaved. That's why I don't expect any big giant takeover to happen overnight. It's just going to be incrementally federalizing things, globalizing things, getting rid of our sovereignty, telling our military they're under NATO and UN control. This is how the global government's taking over until they launch giant stage terror attacks or allow groups to attack. And then say, oh, we're not fighting Al-Qaeda. It's for conservatives, libertarians, Christians. They're the terrorist. And that's why we're seeing all this hype now about a staged terror attack. We're going to go to your calls here in a moment. In the next segment, then Larry Grafwald will be joining us to break this down and more. All over the country, this is a phenomenon that is taking place, and it's very, very exciting. And if you go to Infowars.com, you can see some of the billboards. It's the top story there on the site. And you need to hit refresh if your site hasn't loaded it yet, because Kurt posted it about 10 minutes ago. One trick to find it in features is to put a question mark in front of the Infowars.com, and it will go up. But it doesn't look like it's gone up yet on my site either. So I'll just show people photos here on air. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, it says, is Obama our dictator? The Patriot Act, NDAA, Second Amendment, Stop the New World Order, Hear the Truth, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. And this is a great example of the type of billboard. There's a lot of people, you can put up billboards on big highways for a couple thousand dollars, in some cases even cheaper if they're simple like this. And this is the way to do it. Paid for by MK Ultra victim Ken Rhodes and Gary Gaines and millions more. And people are just fighting back everywhere. So good job. That's how you get the word out. And that's at Highway 441 in Ocala, Florida, put up by Ken Rhodes. So good job to the folks that did that. And I see these every week coming across my desk. People are stepping up and getting people out of the trance they're in. You got to get out of your learned helplessness, out of your comfort zone, out of this mass Stockholm syndrome, out of this normalcy bias. What's happening is classical tyranny. And it's a lot bigger than just Obama. The type of authoritarian scum that is in government everywhere now thinks that we belong to them. And there's some good people in government, but less and less, especially up high. And a lot of the big corporate interests, their monopoly interests, they want to work with authoritarians, mainly communists and socialists. As Carol Quigley wrote at Georgetown, we sell the book at InfoWarsShop.com. It's 1,400 pages long. Finally back in print. Bill Clinton's sounds like some kind of science fiction planet where it's a police state. Mentor. And he said, we fund communists and fascists. We want to get rid of freedom in America. We want to control both parties, where we have a controlled conservative opposition so people have nowhere to run. So the globalists are the enemies of conservatives. You know, I say get outside the left-right paradigm. The fake left-right controlled left-right. But the globalists do see the, quote, right as their enemy. So they try to change what the right is. The right isn't about torture, illegal surveillance, secret arrest, illegal wars, and tyranny. The right, as they would call it, is more like Thomas Jefferson was, who they would call a liberal in that day. These terms can be interchanged. But what they think of is as a right-winger, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-sovereignty, pro-due process, and limited government. Limited government. So if they hate conservatives, real conservatives, they really hate libertarians. We're going to go to break, come back, take a few more of your calls from Travis. And then we'll also go to Leon and others, but Bruce and Adam, others, you'll get to talk to our guest who's coming up the second hour. People ask, why are you so fired up? Why do you have so much energy? Well, I did have two delicious cups of Mexican coffee from that I get at Ruta Maya, other than that, I'm fired up about freedom, ladies and gentlemen. I am fired up about not being a slave. I'm fired up about defeating tyrants.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, we have a very informative guest joining us coming up in the next segment, Larry Grafwald. He infiltrated the murderous communist that trained Obama. They want to kill back then in the 70s. They wanted to kill 25 million landowners, gun owners, conservatives, Christians. They want to just line us up and blow our heads off. And that's always been their plan. And guys, I forgot to do this because I pulled it again Sunday. Aaron's in there right now with McAdoo. Will you ask him, because he'll be the quickest, to print army documents, cover re-education camps. Or you know what? That whole stack from Sunday, that police state stack that I used Friday night on Coast to Coast AM, you know, it's a big giant stack of army documents, re-education camps, gun confiscation drills, how to process this by Social Security, how to, you know, find people that are you know, don't follow the politically incorrect stuff. You know, to pick up the politically incorrect, just pull me those documents because I want to read the Army Code, read the manuals, because, you know, our friend Larry Grafwald will be able to give us his take on all of that and what's currently happening and a lot more. Right now, let's go to some of your calls. Travis in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, sir. Good day.
What's on your mind there, Travis? Do you need to go to a FEMA camp for a little while?
Yeah, with the state my mind is at now, that would probably be the best thing, you know. But what's on my mind? Other than the miracle fact of me waking up and how that came about, it's just the symbolism everywhere and everything I see. It's all around us. And
yeah, they're bombarding us with psychological warfare.
Yeah, and that's what I get when you say they call it psych warfare. You call it Infowar, but
well, I mean, they call it Infowar too, but we're using the truth and common sense. You know, evil stuff like the UN shouldn't be commanding our military and telling Congress they have no authority now. Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, but what about Lil Wayne releasing a music video 3 days before Colorado, Aurora, Colorado, and he had towards the
12 skeletons.
Yes, yes.
You know, that could be a coincidence, though. But when you have other things where they have, you know, 20 TV shows and movies where gun owners blow up a federal building, and then the brother of the governor, who's involved in all this PSYOP stuff, writes a book where a Tom McVeigh bombs the federal building, and then that's used to take over and arrest the Patriots, and then the exact same thing happens, that's different. That's different. You can see the... Listen... When I was growing up, all the soldiers, you know, on the TV shows fought for the UN. The toys are all UN Global Peacekeeper. In fact, one of those toys is sitting out there on the counter. It says Global Peacekeeper. Run that into me real quick. Just right there on the circular table right behind that wall. Yeah, right over there. Or at least it was a few days ago. My kids had dug it out of storage here at the office. We're looking at it. There's all these toys about Global Peacekeeper. It's all conditioning. Recognize it. It's an assault to acclimate you. Thank you, Matt. I mean, look at this toy if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. World Peacekeepers. And you go to the store now, you can't find military toys that say USA on it like when I was a kid. Look at this. World Peacekeeper. Accessories, perfect for all. 12-inch action figures. And, you know, the new toys are police running checkpoints on the highway and putting people through body scanners. I mean, they're just getting everybody ready. This is all part of a unified program. Anything else, sir?
Other than the fact that I'm just about ready to give up this life in society to spread the word, I think that's all I have.
Well, I mean, that is all we have, is defeating this criminal takeover, which is a lot bigger than Obama. I mean, if Obama, you know, drifts off down the, you know, the way politically, they'll rehabilitate him and, you know, make him some type of humanitarian like Clinton and others and Bush. But our big issue is the ruling class, the mega rich, don't want a free market. They're the enemy. They want monopolies. And that's what we've got to explain to the disenfranchised poor people and welfare folks, is this is pressure from below and above. The ultra-rich, like Soros, Arm & Hammer before him, they are funding the communist takeover because they are exempt from it.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Again, it is Thursday, the 30th day of August, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. And, of course, the news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And we are joined by Larry Grafwall, who's been on with us before. You've also heard us many times play the clip where he breaks down being in the top of the Weathermen organization as an infiltrator. And they're talking about when they take over through the big federal government. This is Obama's mentors, the Weathermen that literally raised him and took care of him, said they're going to put 50 million of us in a re-education camp and kill 25 million of us. Now, new Army documents that the Army responded to and said, yes, that PDF is real. It's restricted. And then later they put it out on a National Guard site after we got it. Kind of like, okay, we'll just hide it in plain view. It is FM3-39.40. It's how to put Americans in re-education camps who are, quote, political agitators, and how to re-educate us in the camps, and how to process our Social Security numbers. It's FM3-39.40. And I thought we'd get Mr. Grafwall on because we've got all these Obama advisors, and we played clips yesterday of them, saying a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 will help get him elected. And, hey, there'll be a big events, and we'll blame it on our enemies. I mean, they don't say they're going to do it, but they come very close to saying they're going to stage something. So my question to him is, does he expect, knowing the type of people that are in and around Obama, to try to stage something before the election? Because we've got a lot of Homeland Security sources, and I've got police sources that are being told something big's happening around the election. Get ready for all Hades to break loose. Now, maybe that's not going to happen, but they are telling police, military, that I've talked to on air, but also people I know and contacts that give us good information. I've never heard this much chatter. And then you've got, again, Robert Shapiro in the Financial Times of London saying, barring a new Oklahoma City, Obama will not get reelected. And the president needs that to reconnect with the people. And I can pull the quote up if you want us to show it again. The point is, all of this is going on, so I want to get his take on it. He's a decorated member of the Army in the Airborne in Vietnam, and then he came back and was going to college, and they were openly, you know, calling for communist takeovers. He got invited to the meetings. They were openly calling for violence and bombings, so he went to the FBI. They said, well, infiltrate it, and he helped put some of these people behind bars and stop others from carrying out other events, and he's trying to right now, for police officers they killed and others, they're still trying to get prosecution against some of the people that the evidence shows were involved. So we're dealing with very radical, dangerous people, is my point. They did the Fast and Furious. I mean, they could do anything. They staged a false flag. Larry Grafwald, good to have you on with us. I've thrown out a lot here in the last few minutes while you're sitting there on hold. What is front and center on your radar screen right now?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on your program again. I really enjoy this, and it's, you know, I can't hardly add anything to what you've said in the introduction. I look at Barack Obama and remember the speech that he gave not too long ago, comparing himself to Abraham Lincoln and Franklin Roosevelt, and I believe it was Wilson that he compared himself to, presidents that he considers to be the greatest presidents we've ever had. it's interesting to note that he didn't mention George Washington, who, in my opinion, is the greatest president we ever had, because that man was in a position to be king if he wanted to be, and he is certainly responsible for the fact that we're still a democracy today, not only in that he led us to victory over the British, but that he turned down being a king, which at that time it would have been very easy for him to do.
Well, no one had ever done that. In fact, King George III, when he got the letter back a month after with the crossing of the Atlantic, that George Washington turned down the kingship that was being offered to him by basically everybody, and Hamilton wanted that, that he refused it. The quote by King George III was that George Washington was the greatest man alive in the world.
Yeah. Exactly. And ironically, our president doesn't even bother to include him. Now, I don't know if that's because he doesn't think he's as great as him, or if he doesn't think George Washington is as great as the three he mentioned. But regardless, we're talking about a president whose ego is gigantic. He believes that he's the equal to Abraham Lincoln. Has there been a greater president since George Washington than Abraham Lincoln? I don't think so. Given that, when you put all of that together, you realize that this is an individual who is not going to take defeat easily. And my belief is, remembering what his advisors have said before, Axelrod and the other guy that's mayor now of Chicago, that you never let a catastrophe go to waste. So you're exactly right. If another Twin Towers was to happen, if another bomb in Oklahoma City was to happen, it would be a reason for the administration to declare martial law, possibly suspend elections until they decided that it was safe to have them again, and start rounding up dissenters like ourselves. And we know that at least somebody is thinking about it because of the documents you mentioned earlier, and also the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. That's what gives the president the power to use these regulations that you were talking about.
That's right. We're not speculating in a vacuum. This is now reality. Secret arrest, re-education camps, 1.4 billion rounds. It's not just 750, 450, 250. It's now 1.4 billion total in the last 12 months. Armored vehicles being delivered everywhere. What's going on from your highly informed view?
If it walks like a duck and it's got webbed feet and it quacks, it's a duck. I like you, hope that I'm wrong and that my suspicions are totally incorrect, and that this election will come and go peacefully, and that we'll have have good reason to look back on this in a few months and laugh. But my experience tells me to expect the worst. I mean, I heard the weathermen in meetings describe how they were going to round up, it was 100 million people, and put them in re-education centers. And now we find out that the government is creating re-education centers. Some of Obama's closest advisors are ex-members of the Weather Underground. And that's not just Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers. Jeff Jones is one of the founders of the Apollo Group. The Apollo Group was involved in the stimulus package, the first stimulus package, and also in helping the Obama administration put together Obamacare. So Jeff Jones is one of the founders of the Weather Underground, along with Bernadine and Bill and Mark Rudd and several others, and he's probably closer to the administration than Bill and Bernadine right now.
Well, we have Homeland Security sources across the board who are apologizing and saying, I thought you were, too extreme. This is being discussed. And they're reportedly running around the highest levels of Homeland Security, giggling and laughing, not worried about the lesbian sex scandals, none of it. because they're saying, oh, you wait, we, you know, something big's coming, we're not going anywhere. And we have fundraising letters, we know from 2 years ago, that even Glenn Beck got and covered, where they send them out to Democratic donors and say, don't worry if he gets down in the polls. There's going to be a crisis, and we're going to blame it on people. I mean, they're so arrogant.
Yes, absolute arrogance. And you know, if you think about it from one perspective, why shouldn't they be arrogant? Everything that they have touched in recent years has turned to gold. Who would have ever suspected that known terrorist bombers that had murdered policemen and assisted in the death of three of their own members would be not only free and walking the streets, but would be educators and well-known, quote-unquote, celebrities to the extent that, you know, news media would be talking to him and asking him what they thought. You know, I would have never suspected in a million years that Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers wouldn't be in prison at this time of their lives. And instead, I'm contemplating the fact that it could very possibly be me that winds up in one of these re-education centers where they're going to try to teach me, you know, a new way to think. And of course, that isn't going to work. It's one other thing that you pointed out earlier about the UN peacekeeper, the UN and the law that they're trying to pass about gun control, essentially superseding the Constitution. You know, Hillary Clinton has come out in support for this thing and is supporting it getting passed through the United Nations. And then, of course, that'll be the excuse for implementing it here in the United States. And where have we ever voted to allow UN law to supersede our law?
And by the way, Article 15 says nations agree to help the UN invade countries to take civilian firearms.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
And then they run this PSYOP going, there's nothing about your guns in there. And it openly says, and the drafters say in meetings at UNIDIR, we interpret this to mean we're going to have an abolition of civilian ownership of firearms because it threatens a legitimate power monopoly of the state. And that was a quote, folks. We'll be right back. We have a normalcy bias, you call it a Stockholm syndrome, whatever you want, that even when we got this Army document and found out that they had linked it on a National Guard site, and it was supposed to be restricted, but people uploading stuff, and it's getting shared with tens of thousands of MPs, and regular military is now getting the training, and it has the 10 FEMA regions, how they're going to run it all. I was just showing it on PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers. I was going through this 2010 that started under Obama. You know, a lot of bad stuff happened under Bush, but we can definitely say the TSA groping, the checkpoints, the TSA on the streets, all these Army manuals about gun confiscation is Obama. Now, maybe Mitt Romney will get in and continue it as bad as things are. I don't know. I just have to be honest because, you know, I'm nonpartisan. This is all happening under Mr. Obama and his controllers. And our Homeland Security source, one of them, said, quote, they're going hot. They've made the decision. They're dancing around saying, we're not worried. They're going to pull something. But our sources, and I've got them from police to FBI to Doug Hagman sources that I know is in federal law enforcement. They're all saying the same thing, that's why Janet's running around, you know, acting like a crazy person in Homeland Security. That's why all these women under him are. These are crazy people. I mean, these are crazy people. Hitler was crazy. Stalin was crazy. Mao was crazy. These are crazy people. They love power. Their idea of fun is arresting families and putting you in re-education camps. I mean, these are demons. They love abortion. They hate the family. You hear them all the time. These are really evil people. I'm ranting, sir. I'm just so freaked out that all of this is really happening. Larry, do you think because of public exposure they might back off? I mean, you've been in the meetings with Obama's mentors saying they want to kill 25 million of us.
I don't think so. I go back to the fact that in the last 10 or 20 years, everything they've touched has turned to gold. And I think that, well, to quote Bill Ayers in a recent interview, I'm going to say maybe 2 or 3 months ago, he said that the United States is going to change and never return to the way it was. So, I mean, you know, Bill Ayers is one of Barack's mentors. He certainly knows Barack better than he admits or that Barack omits. And
well, Barack lived with him in college. I mean, that's been confirmed. Yeah.
Yes. So it's you know, does Bill know something I don't? I mean, what could possibly be about to change? And then you look at the average American. I mean, I've been telling people for years now that, hey, look at things as if there's a disaster headed your way. You need to store food. You need water. You need to be able to take care of yourself for at least a month or 2 months, and you need to have some weapons to defend yourself. And I don't mean to, you know, people out on the street vigilante style. I'm talking about, you know, protecting yourself from you know, the gangs and the mobs that could very easily be, you know.
Well, that's what all my sources say is the plan. Let things break down a while and then have the public beg for the tyranny to restore order. Yeah.
But you need to be prepared. Let's face it. You know, if one of your kids or your wife is killed in one of these incidents, you're going to feel terrible. And it's going to make your cry for government intervention even louder. If you have the ability to protect and defend yourself, your pleas to the government are going to be a little less intense. And but that's not what they want. You're exactly right, Alex. They want us to be on our knees, begging them to save us.
And that's what communists do everywhere. They'll get their soft people in who bring the country down and then bring in something even worse as the, quote, savior. I mean, this is a communist program.
Listen, I don't know how many times I've been at a demonstration back in the 60s and the 70s where the beer bottles and the rocks, they all started flying from the rear of the crowd. And, of course, when the police came in, it was the front of the crowd that took the brunt of the attack. The people who were causing all the trouble were in back and they got away.
These people are such cowardly scum. They may have bitten off more than they can chew. This was a short segment, Larry. We're going to come back with a long segment, give out your website, and take some phone calls for folks out there. If you want to talk to our guest, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Ladies and gentlemen, the re-education camp documents are real. The 1.4 billion bullets are real. The training to take on the constitutionalist is the new number one enemy. It's all real. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to be honest with you. The next few months, coming up to the election in November, is one of the most dangerous periods this country has ever been in. And that's because, yes, we know the globalists control Romney. We know to a certain extent it is Obama-O-Romney. We know Romney has been anti-gun, pro-abortion, carbon taxes, all of this, because that's what the globalists want. But with Obama, you've got a real crew of New York, Chicago mafia. They all want seats at that table. They are all making hundreds of millions of dollars, in some cases individually. There has never been such a looting with the energy deals and the shutting down of power plants not owned by insiders. They do not want to turn it loose. And in their public letters. They say, I played them yesterday on Hardball. Hey, we need a new event. It'll help us. Hey, don't worry, fundraisers. No matter how far it gets down, there'll be a crisis. We'll blame it on our enemies. I mean, this is one degree from just coming out and saying they're going to do it. And exposing them may stop them. But we've got county judges in Texas saying that they're going to resist this. The states are saying no. Northcom, the different defense acts, states that it's ready for state insurrection by legislatures. 2 years or last year when the state legislature of Texas said no more TSA going in our pants because they were molesting the state reps and their families. Obama's people said we'll have an F-16 blockade of the state. That was in the news. It's like, oh, I mean, that's how the Civil War started. So the point is they mean business. I've talked to members of the Army and then later confirmed it, not just with callers, but with people I know in the Army, that when Rick Perry joked last year and said Texas might want to secede, they put the National Guards that are federalized in all surrounding states on alert to invade Texas if Rick Perry was serious. And of course he wasn't, it was rhetoric. And they confirmed air blockade. So we're going to go to our guest here in a moment and talk about that and take your phone calls and see where he thinks things are going. But this is a very perilous time with all the preparations we see out there and police being told, get ready to, you know, have martial law in October or late October, early November. I hope we expose this. It comes and goes. And that whoever the new puppet is just gets in there. But if Obama doesn't face re-election, then the sky's the limit. We're going to go back to our guest here in just a moment. Briefly, I should remind you that InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the front lines of the InfoWar. We are listener supported. I've hired 6 new reporters who are getting trained, and they're doing a great job. I've hired 7 people for the newspaper, graphic designers, news layout people. We're accelerating that. Big success. It takes money to run this, and I try to sell products that I believe in. So I get up here. I mean, believe me, I'd rather not sit up here all the time pitching stuff, but it's stuff I use. If I use it, if I believe in it, I promote it. InfoWarsHealth.com, the very best vitamin and mineral supplements, you name it. It's there. Incredible products, the best. InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to be a distributor and get discounts. You can also sign up and get free shipping there at InfoWarsHealth.com with the longevity products. That's all there. The Pro Pure water filters, the best gravity-fed stainless steel filters. They've even got fluoride filters that you can get with it that cut it almost down to nothing. The system I use myself on the RV or at my home. We have one here at the office as well. 10% off, already the lowest price on the internet. We're the biggest distributor. InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com will also take you to the shopping cart or link through at InfoWars.com. All the books, all the videos, all of it, the Obama deception, it's all available at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. I've now got 51 employees and contractors, 51. And let me tell you, it is a big deal to manage everybody and to get everything done. And I'm happy to do it. But it's all because of your support and our tireless efforts. So thank you. We're putting on the best defense of the republic and our constitutional republic we can. We're doing the best job we can to really cut to the bone of the issues and to have, you know, Media Matters and Think Progress say they want to shut us down, their White House run, to have incredible stuff behind the scenes go on. It's very creepy, but believe me, you know how real this is when you get the threats, when the rest of it happens. We're going 110% against this, and we couldn't do it without your support, so please spread the word about the broadcast. Now, Larry Grafwald, again, former Army Ranger, Vietnam, in college, Weather Underground tried to recruit him. He infiltrated for the FBI, helped send a bunch of them to prison. He's trying to send some of them to prison for killing cops right now. We should talk about some of that before we go to calls. But we've thrown a lot of this out there. What are other things that, you know, that you're really focused on right now? And what do you think we can do to stop all of this, stop a false flag?
Well, I think what you're doing is exactly what needs to be done. What you and Cliff Kincaid and others are doing to try to get the message out, how effective that's going to be, I'm not sure. Again, you know, we're dealing with an ego that is beyond anything I've ever seen in my life. And what he is willing to do as far as his second term in office is up in the air. I mean, the National Defense Authorization Act is a perfect example of implementing what you had mentioned earlier in the program, the Army documents that indicate that they've already got plans on how they're going to handle people like you and I. Now, if you can believe that, I've grown up in a country where I believe that I'm free to say whatever I want to say, short of something that is going to wind up harming someone. In other words, I can't holler fire in a movie theater. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? I would never think of doing such a thing. But standing outside the theater and hollering fire is a different story, isn't it? And that's what we're dealing with right now. The Occupy movement is all over the place. They have no regard for your and our rights. If we're trying to cross the street, they'll block it. If they have to block traffic, it makes no difference to them. Somehow, we've reached a point where this government, and this is Barack Obama, who allows these things to happen, up to and including the new Black Panther Party posting people at a polling site with clubs. I mean, I know you've seen the video. I have of those two black gentlemen standing there in the most threatening way possible. People admitted that it intimidated them and they didn't vote, and yet there was no prosecution. But Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers, who we have significant evidence that they were involved in the Park Police Station bombing that resulted in the death of a police officer, are no closer to being prosecuted than they were 20 or 30 years ago.
Well, expanding on that, I know you worked with the FBI. They've certainly, you know, have their own problems. They've been caught provocateuring and things. I've seen a lot of evidence that the FBI has provocateured some of these new Black Panther Party, you know, type groups. I mean, I don't know how they do get away with that, because I know this. If I did something like that, I would be arrested very quickly. You know, it came out Hal Turner, the big white supremacist, was like an FBI minion. And my whole point is the FBI itself today is run by people that were the types that were in the Weather Underground. So, I mean, what do you say about those agencies today?
And, you know, I can't say, Alex. I can tell you this from my own personal experience. I was controlled by the FBI to the extent that sometimes I had to do what I knew I had to do, even though they had instructed me differently. Remember, the FBI I was dealing with was the one that had dealt with the Communist Party, USA, during the 50s, and they were still in the coat and the tie and the hat. And, you know, all of a sudden in the late 60s and the early 70s, we had the hippie generation and people with long hair and beards, and agents weren't even allowed to let their hair grow long. They were still expected, you know, to have a short haircut and to wear suits and ties. And I tried to explain to them then, and of course, in what I had to do in order to infiltrate the Weathermen, a lot of times I had to go contrary to what that had instructed me. But the one thing they always emphasized was that I was not to come up with the plan, that I had to let the plan develop, and I was allowed to add to it as it developed, but I couldn't be the instigator. Now, what you're telling me is today that there's FBI agents who are actually provocateurs, and frankly, if that's the case, I disagree with it most heartily, but I can tell you that the agents I know, and most of them today are retired. So I can't speak for the current
Sure, they weren't provocateuring. They were actually, I mean, if you're in a planning session and they've hatched the plan and they want your ideas, then obviously you're allowed to talk to them, but you're not supposed to say, "Hey, let's go blow up a bank or something."
Yes, exactly. You know, once they say, "Hey, let's go blow up the bank," then you're allowed to say, "Well, you know, we probably need a getaway car and we need explosives," but you can't be the one that comes up with the idea, and I adhered to that.
Why have they been protected? I mean, some of them went to prison, thanks to your testimony and others, but I mean, now they're out of jail, pardoned by Clinton. Some of them never went to jail, standing on American flags in magazines. That's supposedly cute.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Well, Bill Ayers is in that magazine standing on the flag, and the caption is, "Guilty as hell, free as a bird, isn't America wonderful?" It's almost spitting in our face, isn't it? Here's what happened. The FBI used tactics that were authorized by the government during the 30s and the 40s, wiretaps and illegal entries. They call them surreptitious entries.
Sneaking pigs.
Yes, bag jobs. And they would go in, and what they were doing was looking for evidence. They weren't trying to find something that would convict someone. They just wanted to find out if the bad guy had been there. Well, when that came out, especially in front of the Frank Church Committee during the 80s, that came up with all kinds of controls over the intelligence agency that ultimately led to 9/11. Basically, what happened, Frank Church Committee said, these intelligence agencies can no longer communicate with one another. So when the FBI found out that there was people in Arizona learning to fly airplanes but not learning to land them, they couldn't tell the Army or the CIA, who had information, similar information from other locations.
But see, that's what's ridiculous about all this. I mean, they use that as an excuse to let operations not be known about, because then they want the pretext to take our liberties. But I mean, I don't care. If I worked in some agency and I knew something was going on, I would make sure something got done about it, even if I got fired. I mean, I don't get to take Fast and Furious. They haven't even gotten in trouble for that.
There's a prime example, Alex. Fast and Furious. You talk about a numbskull idea in operation. The idea was that they were going to let legal, licensed gun dealers sell guns illegally. And they even encouraged them to do it. And then they were going to trail the guns like it was going to be an easy job. Come on. You know, you buy a truckload of guns and suddenly they start heading in 15 directions. How many agents do you have to follow them? And lo and behold, they wind up over in Mexico. And then one of our Border Patrol agents winds up dead, and they find out it's one of the guns from Fast and Furious. Guess what? The Justice Department and our Attorney General says, "Gee, I didn't know anything about that."
And then they get caught lying, and then they get caught saying in memos they were going to use it against the Second Amendment.
And then he refuses to appear before Congress using executive privilege. Doesn't that sound like Watergate? It sure does.
It does, Larry. Let me ask you this, then we're going to go to a few phone calls here for people that have been patient and want to talk to you. What in your gut or your research, what type of dirty trick or false flag or October surprise, knowing these people that influence the current criminals in charge, what type of stuff would they pull to stay in power?
Well, I think the sky's the limit, but my own opinion is that the Occupy movement, although it's been very quiet through this summer, I think it's going to get noisier and noisier, and I think that's going to wind up being the catalyst. I think there's going to be more acts of violence as things go on, particularly around polling places and political meetings. It'll be a combination of the extreme right and the Occupy movement that ultimately causes Barack Obama to say, "Hey, the elections have to be suspended and martial law declared." Now that's complete speculation, and recognize this. The more exposure that we give this, the less likely it is to happen. You know, a rat doesn't like light. And these guys from Chicago, they may have good plans and they may be good rats, but they don't like light. And the more light we shine on them, the less likely it is that they'll try to do what they're planning.
Well, again, you know, you talk about elements of the extreme right and left. I mean, there was organic movements in Occupy, but the White House basically tried to take it over. And then you've got groups trying to infiltrate right-wing groups, getting people in fights. We caught the White House trying to provocateur in the Trayvon Martin case, in there agitating, trying to get some type of race war going. I mean, it's so diabolical. But it didn't work. It didn't work.
No, and understand, Alex, that this administration has done everything in its power to make sure that the division exists. They have done absolutely nothing to try to unite races, classes, or different groups of people. They have emphasized the differences and tried to make that a cutting edge. So, you know, it makes perfect sense. But understand, there are people on the extreme right that are just as crazy as the people on the extreme left. And then you've got these guys in the middle who are trying to manipulate all of it, and that's Barack Obama. And it's like, gee, what string do we pull over here on the right? What string do we pull over here on the left? And boy, wouldn't it be good to get both of these groups in a confrontation on the streets to Washington?
Yeah, that's what a lot of our sources are saying. They want to get some type of civil unrest going and then clamp down and play the part of the referees when they staged it all to begin with.
Ira Hayes, call him drunken.
Larry Grathwald's our guest for this segment. The next, we're going to your calls right now. But Larry, give people your website if they want to follow the work you're involved in. Larry. Yeah, let's get Larry on air right now. Go ahead, Larry. Start over.
Larry, 101st.blogspot.com.
Again, that's Larry101stblogspot.com. Excellent website. Let's go to some phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Leon in Illinois. You're on the air. Welcome and thanks for holding. Lennon.
Hi. Look, we've just let this go too far. I mean, I think basically after all the hubbub, after, you know, spending however many late nights searching up articles with coffee, the last thing that we can all agree on is that it's just gone too far. So I've got a comment for Larry, I've got a comment for the audience, and I've got a comment for you, Mr. Jones.
Sure, go ahead.
You say that Bill Ayers says that there's going to be a time coming up soon at which the United States is going to change, and it's going to change dramatically, and it's not going to go back to the way it was. And you know what? I completely agree with him. 100% I do agree with him, because I, unlike him, still believe that human beings can actually do something when they put their minds to it.
But you don't want to have a communist put you in a slave camp so they can walk around and feel powerful? You don't want him ruling over you?
Absolutely not, because I know that regardless of all the ego Mr. Larry is talking about, regardless of all the ego that those guys have, that ego comes out of that pathetic little sense of fear that they need to feel.
Like, and by the way, Larry is a psychologist in his bio. I didn't, that's not even on the bio on his site, but he's also a psychologist. That's why he can analyze the ego of these people. Yeah, that's what I found, is these are weak, grasping, power-tripping people who want to dominate others. They don't get real power is when you convince people to like you and want to be around you because you're a nice person and have cool ideas. That's where real power comes from, and then you're ashamed of all the power you get. And in fact, what would you say about the weathermen type people? I mean, what's their basic psychology, Larry?
Well, they want to be in control. They want power. They you know, Bill Ayers wants to be Joseph Stalin. I used to marvel at the fact that, you know, when he would walk into a room, it was like God had appeared, and people would shut up and wait for him to speak. Now, keep in mind that we're supposed to be a socialist, communist organization, and everybody's equal. But then how come it is that everyone shuts up when Bill or
Sure, sure. Jeff, how could you act like, I mean, how could you keep a straight face and sit there and act like you were sycophantically listening to him? Because I would imagine if you didn't sycophant, they wouldn't keep you in there. I mean, how did you do it? Just overdo it? Oh, your graciousness.
No. What I did is I played my role. I had, remember, the Weathermen had attended meetings in Cuba and in North Vietnam where they were criticized for recruiting academics and that they hadn't recruited veterans and working class people. And here I was, and I knew that, for call it instinct, that this was what they were interested in me for. So I played that role. I remember sitting in meetings, and I had a straight razor that I used to carry in my hip pocket, and I used to take it out and flip it in the heel of my boot. Now, you know that these are guys that and women who probably don't even know what a straight razor is, let alone its lethality.
Stay there. I want to hear the rest of the story. We have to go a little bit longer because sure. I want to let Lennon and others get their question in.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Army Ranger veteran, a Vietnam psychologist, weatherman, infiltrator. So we can know what's going on in the mind of the type of people the globalists want to put in charge over us. Absolute scum of the earth, people that want to dream of killing 25 million people. I mean, just talk about sickos on a grand scale. Caller, Lennon in Illinois, real quick, finish your statement now, and then we'll go to Bruce. You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to say to the audience, you know, I pretty much, just like everybody else, for a very long time before I started getting into my research and my work and deciding what I needed to do, I was just kind of a listener. You know, I tune in every single day and was, you know, oh, you should listen. You know, it's the right thing to do. And, you know, you always had this inside mindset that that's just kind of what you did. And it was part of your resistance. It was your victory. But there eventually gets a time where you need to stop listening and you need to start speaking.
Well, people ask, where's the solution? That's it. I mean, you hear about this and look it up and find out it's true. You will start taking action.
Exactly. But you start taking action by really coming to terms with it. Because you can just sit back and listen to somebody talk about, oh, yeah, they want to kill 25, 30 million people. Oh, yeah, that's horrible. Yeah, those damn globalists, I hate them so much. But until you actually start sitting down and you take time away, get rid of all the television, get rid of all the radio, just take time tonight, take time tomorrow, find some free time in your schedule and actually start thinking about what is actually going on. And instead of just like everybody else out there who, when they first get their first glimpse, when you show somebody a 9/11 documentary and they're like, oh, that sounds good, but then they kind of run away, instead of having that fear that you can't actually do something, think about that there's millions of people right now who are in that exact same position, that there are people in government right now who are in that exact
position. That's right. And there's people on the, quote, right and left that want to use crises and events to take our liberties. Good points. And you just can't let people take your liberties. Anybody that does that is trying to take control of your life. Larry, any comments on that?
Yes, there's one other thing you have to understand. I'm not making this up about Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers calls me a liar. He says that he never even knew me. I sat across the kitchen table and listened to him plan a bombing in Detroit where the number of black people that were going to be killed in the bombing were numerous. And his response to me was, well, sometimes innocent people have to die in a revolution. I understand what you're saying, and I support anything anyone has to say. What I have a problem with is when you decide to put a bomb in a restaurant or wherever and kill people that have done absolutely nothing other than live their lives. And in the name of your political beliefs, that's wrong. And I don't give a damn what anyone else says. It's wrong.
Well, it is wrong. It's absolutely wrong. I mean, I think the caller's saying is that he's going to take action politically. He's not going to just sit here and listen anymore. Yeah.
I hope he does.
In fact, I really feel when we come back, I want to talk about what you guys are doing to try to bring some of these people to justice. Bruce in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Quick question.
Yeah, Alex. First of all, I wanted to say I'm a total believer in the Tangy Tangerine. I use that stuff every day. To Larry, I want to know your take on the recent shooting in Colorado and the 2 dead, 9 wounded at the Empire State Building here recently, and also this whole entire Chicago thing where it's, I mean, it's what, 19 people shot overnight? I mean,
it was 30 shot in one night.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to break. We'll come back and get his take on that on the other side. Any other questions for Larry?
No. I mean, I wanted to know how he, what kind of groups and stuff are behind these kinds of things, and if he knew if that's what the case
was.
Well,
sure. I mean, let's talk about Chicago itself when we get back, and we'll take a few more calls and let our guests leave us. We have another guest coming on, a journalist who were harassed as the TSA, who aren't even sworn officers, are running around groping everyone on the streets in Tampa. We'll be right back. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us for another hour of Worldwide Transmission Against Tyranny. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're doing just a few more minutes with Larry Grafwald, Army veteran of Vietnam, Airborne Ranger, psychologist. The Weather Underground tried to recruit him. He infiltrated him and helped put some of them behind bars. We're taking a few calls. A caller was talking about if Obama staged Fast and Furious, the CBS News has now been forced to report to blame the Second Amendment. People like Larry Pratt have come out and said if they'd stage that, they'd stage anything. You know, letting nuts out, winding them up to do it, protecting them. But things like the Empire State Building shooting, that looks like it was a disgruntled employee shot one person. Then he got shot and the police shot 9 others in the process. But what do you make of Chicago and the kind of mafia culture that's up there where they've had some days 30 people shot in a night, where you're in a culture where there's victim disarmament and the law-abiding citizens can't own guns?
Well, what do you expect? I mean, you know, back in the day when my grandfather and grandmother were living on a farm in Kentucky, They owned a shotgun and they owned a rifle, and you know what, they took care of themselves. I can't remember of any incidents in their lives that required them to shoot anyone. But you know what, all of the bad guys knew that if you were traveling through the countryside, that all them people in them homes were armed. Now that makes a big difference, doesn't it? Suddenly, you're dealing with a city like Chicago and New York where an honest citizen is unarmed. That makes an easy victim for someone who has no conscience. And is there any doubt in our minds that the bad guys are out there? And come on, our courts are protecting them. All of a sudden, when they get arrested, they have more rights than the victims do. You know, the victims' names and everything about the victims can be in the newspaper, but you can't even show the face of the perpetrator. Why is that? You know, our government has gone too far, and it's time for that to change. And so when things like what happened in Colorado and what happens in Chicago and what happens in Cincinnati, it's my town, it's where I live, It happens every night. There was a gunfight in a park a few days ago, and two guys got shot in the hand. They found two guns, but they weren't sure that there wasn't a third perpetrator. Do you understand that, gee, we make up the excuses for them before they do? And of course, the immediate liberal response is, we got to have more gun control. Does that make sense? You know, if you ask the bad guys, if they're going to walk in a place and try to rob it, if they know that there's people in there that have concealed weapons permits, the answer is no. They're looking for the place where no one's armed. And, I mean, that's the world that we live in. Unarmed, the honest, and armed, the bad guys.
Now, Larry, I want to take just a few final calls here before we go to our next guest and look at what the TSA is doing. But see, you're a nice guy, so you look at this and you know, just look at it as it's being presented. But the globalists know how to put nonviolent offenders in jail and keep them there because they, you know, they're good prison labor for 25 cents an hour, driving down wages and making big profits for private prisons. But then they let out, they have actuaries where they release the violent offenders to menace the public. So we beg for a bigger police state. It's Hegelian dialectic, a problem, reaction, solution. The system knows this. And so that's what they're doing. The system wants to gobble up nonviolent people and people for petty things while releasing the serious criminals. And that's because we have criminals in government.
Well, I think that if you look at the quote-unquote war on drugs, you'll find a perfect example of what you're talking about. It tell me something. How much would it cost for us, the U.S. government, to go to Colombia and buy every acre of land and pay them farmers to raise corn? And all of a sudden, the cocoa leaves go away. But if you do that, you simply crush a vested interest group, don't you? Judges, prisons, prison guards, attorneys, politicians. I mean, it just goes on endlessly, doesn't it? And that's what justifies the hundreds of billions of dollars that go into the war on drugs, which, if anybody has looked recently, we're losing.
You're right. It's just the total corruption of society. Adam in Canada, you're on the air with our guest.
How you doing, Alex? Honor to talk to you, my friend.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you, Larry, as well, you two really are doing the work of a million men. Sometimes, I don't know.
Well, look, we're just trying to survive. Let me tell you, these people take over. I mean, let me tell you, we're going to be slaves. I mean, there's nowhere to run. This is a global system. This is like Lenin or Stalin or Mao trying to take over, okay? If they get away with this, which happens, you know, most of the time in history, you get tyrants. Listen, we're in a world of hurt, brother. So the people that say, oh, we're such heroes or we're great guys, let me tell you, the reason I get upset about that, I'm not mad at you, caller, I'm not mad at you, Adam, is because people see it as heroic to speak out against a bunch of criminals. Listen, these people are dangerous, folks. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and it's the truth. I have to throw that in. Go ahead,
caller. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
Alex, what I want to talk to you about is being Canadian. Our gun laws up here are... It's so crazy to me compared to what is happening in the States right now. I'm comparing it to gun grabbers as opposed to gun givers up here. It's like they're promoting, you know, when you turn 18, go do the gun license and go do the hunting course. And like, It's weird, man. What is going on? Like, I just wondered if you could maybe shed some light.
Look, it's very simple. There are powerful interests in mega corporations that are monopoly people. And they've got all sorts of dependents and people in government and corporations below them that want more power. And the quickest way to do that is to mandate you buy healthcare, is to mandate you do this and that. And they don't want you to have the power to defend yourself. They want to make you dependent on them to protect you. So then they can nanny state you on top of it. Just like Larry said earlier, they want you to not have food, water, and guns when they collapse things. So you've got to go hat in hand. That's why they advertise, get on welfare, get on food stamps, even if you have a job. They want you dependent. It's called domestication. Great question. Larry, comments on that.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that if I understood that Canada is requiring people or asking people, motivating people to become familiar with firearms and to purchase firearms, then I advocate that. That is what our founding fathers believed in. Listen, when the Second Amendment was added to the Constitution, it wasn't because we were fighting Indians or we were shooting rabbits. It was because this country had fought a war of liberation against the greatest power in the world. That was England. And we had won. And we did that because we had a civilian militia. And that's what protects us every day of every year. And that includes Canada. It includes the United States. Remember one thing, if they decide that they're going to kick your door in, the first question is going to be, does that guy have a gun? And they're going to look to see if you have a registered firearm. And if you do, they're going to, here comes the SWAT people, okay? All of a sudden, you're a lot more of a threat than you are if they believe that you're totally unarmed.
And exactly. But the good news is people are buying guns everywhere because people understand that the rubber meets the road individually, and we don't want to end up like New York or Chicago. Larry Grathwald, thank you so much for joining us. Give people your website one more time.
Larry101st.blogspot.com. But I'm asking for donations that I can follow Mr. Ayers around and question him when he gives his speeches. And, you know, Alex, that might be something that you want to think about. Wouldn't that be a great video? Me confronting Bill Ayers. And listen, I'd love to do it if I could find somebody to set it up for me. I've tried.
Sure, people should contact you. You can track where he's going to be speaking, being worshipped by lots of little rich trust fund kids.
I know where he is. I know where he's going.
Well, we have listeners everywhere. They should contact you. And everywhere he goes, he should be confronted in public places.
Absolutely.
And I mean, not just by you. Everybody should do it.
Yes.
Because you know, he is a real piece of trash.
Yes. I thank you for having me on your show. And I appreciate everything. And God bless you and God bless America.
All right. Thank you. Absolutely second that. Larry Grathwald, there he goes. We're going to come back and delve into the nightmare TSA activities. They are very busy little beavers. The Houston Free Thinkers detained by DHS at the RNC. TSA takes over bus stations in Tampa. DHS agents threaten journalists. But not just that, Ron Paul. They came after him and said he might have a bomb or something. He might be a threat to Romney. Can't make this up. TSA harasses Ron Paul. There is fellow patriot Jimmy Vaughn bringing us in. Derek Brose is a founding member of the Houston Free Thinkers and a partner with We Are Change Houston and host of the Resistance Radio with FreedomizerRadio.com. And he joins us here on the air from a car there in Tampa, Florida, with some of his fellow compatriots, evil freedom lovers who aren't left or right but just want freedom. And he joins us right now. Again, we'll get more into this. We're also going to get an update from what's happening with the hurricane with folks there on the ground. But we're also going to break this down after the next break. TSA harasses Ron Paul and his wife in Florida. Big article Kurt Nemo did. Just amazing to see what they're up to. We'll tell you about that. But Here it is, the TSA now on the streets, running around, wanting to search people. So you're not getting away from people that aren't even police. I mean, the police setting up checkpoints is illegal and evil and horrible and dangerous and a threat to freedom. But now it's the TSA and going after journalists. We heard Julio, we had on up in Chicago, filmed them running checkpoints. And a week later, they ran over to him at a restaurant and got in his face and said, "You don't tape us, boy." I mean, this is North Korea if they have their way. So going to Derek. Derek, tell us what happened to you. Tell us what you're seeing there at the RNC.
Yeah, thank you for having us on, Alex. So we've been out here, me, Micah, and our cameraman, Cody, we've been out here documenting the protests, the counter-protests, the RNC, and also talking to delegates inside and just videotaping the police state. We had finished documenting some protests that were happening, so we decided to go walk around and just do a perimeter check. And we were walking through the city. We were actually miles away from the Tampa Bay Times Forum itself, where the RNC is being held. And we just happened to walk up to a Greyhound station, and we noticed a sign on the outside that said TSA screening notice. And it notified everybody that they would be going through there, that they would be searched by the TSA. So we started to film our live stream into videotape. We opened the doors, and you can see on the video, we show there's four or five TSA agents and local cops as well in there waiting to search people who choose to ride the Greyhound. After that, we decided to go look around a little more because Micah noticed that a DHS, Federal Protective Service car that was parked on the block right there where the Greyhound station was, he'd stuck his hand out and took pictures of us with his phone. So we wanted to get a closer look, and we decided to go cross the street. And when we did so, we started walking on the side of the first DHS car and taking pictures of the license plate, and two more SUVs pulled up and cornered us and stopped us right there, and they immediately started demanding papers from us, asking us for identification. And
yeah, because if you're trying to aim cameras at the cops, you must be bad. They teach them this in these training videos. They teach them that journalistic activity is terrorist activity, and it's just pure intimidation, and it's having the opposite effect of what they'd wish. It's so ridiculous. When I've had cops come 100 yards over to me and say, "Turn that camera off," and I'm just like, "No." And it's just, I mean, they are totally helping destroy this country when they act like this.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Alex. And we tried to reach out to them to talk to them and let them know. I was telling them, like, "I don't agree with you. You know, we've talked to you before about we don't carry ID on us, and we exercise that right not to." They demanded papers. We told them we didn't want to give them any papers. We offered our names and our birth dates, but they said they didn't want anything from us other than identification and that they were federal officers and they could detain us for 72 hours if we didn't show them papers.
They just absolutely love the power trip as they sit there acting like you're terrorists because you want to videotape TSA down the street. Continue. But hey, you guys got TSA kicked out of Houston, their big rollout, so you've got the power. That's what they know. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's why we were filming the TSA there, because that's a big issue for them, and we want to reach out to whoever's active in Tampa and let them know that you can get rid of the TSA and the Greyhound and the Metro and such.
Yeah, they don't want people knowing and seeing what's happening. They want to roll it out before we know, because we're seen as an enemy, and you don't want your enemy knowing what you're doing. Go ahead.
Certainly not, Alex. And other vehicles pulled up on us, demanded papers. We said that we did not want to give them, but with 72 hours of detention, I gave my license, and we stated on film that we were doing it under duress, and we asked them for their identity, and they wouldn't give us their badge numbers.
Yeah, secret police. Yeah. Well, don't worry. The foreign banks will take their bank accounts, and they won't get any ID on that either. Their kids will get cancer too from the fluoride, but they don't care. Go ahead.
No, they don't care, as was evident in the video.
They're going to get what they want. These are just mindless fools of the system. Stay there. We're going to come back and talk about it. I mean, they want to live in North Korea. They want to live in Mexico. And they will get what they want. Because, you know, when the protections of the Bill of Rights and Constitution are gone, everything's gone. But right now, they're just having fun being the boss.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
right, we're talking to some folks from the Houston Free Thinkers. You know, they're evil Americans. They had highway checkpoints out on the street, at the little bus stops, at the bus terminals. TSA was searching people. TSA was trying to search bags. And, you know, like evil Americans that didn't want to live in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia, you know, like movies like Red Dawn, the bad guys have checkpoints and do that. They're like, hey, we don't want this. You're out of your jurisdiction. You're violating the Fourth and Tenth Amendment. Get out of here. And the city, for now, has backed off. But these evil Americans traveled to where the puppets were meeting. They're in Tampa. And I've seen other journalists just trying to film, or even citizens just out filming the hurricane at the beach. And cops come up. What are you doing filming? Again, we're going to film you. We're going to have the NSA wiretap you without warrants for your safety while we ship narcotics in, of course. But if you dare, you know, try to film the TSA, oh, no, sir. Again, they've been told, go after journalists. Go after journalists. They're afraid of it. They know what's happening. I mean, I've got two new videos of police body slamming women, kicking men in the throat for no reason other than the fact they got into the job because they're sadists. And again, police need to kick these bad cops out. The problem is, from on top, we got a federal government that staged Oklahoma City and 9/11. We got a federal government that's illegitimate. We got a federal government that ships the narcotics in and has been caught and staged Fast and Furious. And so these arrogant guys, just they have such satisfaction. They're not scared of these guys. They know these are reporters. And they've just got satisfied looks on their faces and their black uniforms, hands in their belts. Just, I can disappear you if I want. Why the bankers are going, we're going to devalue your dollar and gut your country, and and you're drinking fluoride's going to kill you. Hey, those up above you, they agree with you, but you have no idea. You know, you're not really evil. You're just thugs. You're bullies. You're goons. You're jokes. You're nobodies. You come from a bad family. Your daddy acted like you. Your granddaddy did. You were trash. You weren't successful. We get it. You're not winners. We got your number. We know who you are. You're called tyrants. You're called suck-ups. I'm sorry. If you're not threatened by this type of activity to journalists, you want to move to North Korea. You want to move to China, communist China. You like tyranny? Get out of my country. Get out of my country. Let's go back to the evil American scum, Derek Bros and crew. So continue with what they did to you.
Yeah, so Alex, they started demanding ID from us. As we said before, Micah gave his ID. I don't even carry ID with me. I just happen to have my birth certificate with me. And after, you know, them demanding it from us and threatening 72 hours of detainment, I relented, and we said on our live stream, you know, like Micah said, we're doing this under threats from them. So we gave them my birth certificate and Micah's ID, and while they were running our information, they were taking pictures of us and just asking questions.
Yeah, putting you in a pickup list database like they do everybody now. I think you've got two wireless devices going too close to each other. There's a buzzing. You might move your equipment apart a little bit so we can get your audio clear.
Thank you. Yeah, we got that right there. Yeah, so we started trying to talk to them. We talked to them. I told them, I respect you as human beings, but we don't respect what you're doing. You're violating our rights. You know, we're just walking around filming the fence, the perimeter fence that they had there, and they declared that it was federal property, that we were filming federal property, and we stepped onto the street off the fence, and they said that the entire state of Florida was essentially federal property.
Yeah, like Derek just said, we asked them, you know, where the property was. Was it just this parking garage that was behind us? And they said, where do you pay your taxes to? And he answers himself saying, the federal and the state government, right? And these streets, as soon as you came into Florida, you came on the federal property. And then he goes ahead, and once they finish the field interview with me, and they're telling me I can go ahead and leave, they tell me to leave the property, and I'm kind of curious, you know, where that is, that the boundary of the state of Florida. But, you know, I wasn't going to walk off and leave because we had another incident where they wanted to further violate our Fourth Amendment rights by searching Derek's bag, and I stood there and filmed that.
Listen, I want to talk to you guys further, but either your alternator running is throwing RF into the transmission, or you've got another video stream going right by your other wireless system. I saw you move something back and it went away, but whoever is doing it stuck it back in there. We'll just do this on air here. Can you guys, like, move the RF generators away from each other?
Yeah, Gotta make sure we've got everything.
Yeah, whatever, whoever did that, whatever happened made your transmission clear. I want to be able to hear from you. So what else is happening there in Tampa?
Well, there's as everybody's been reporting, the cops outnumber the protesters probably more than 20 to 1. I think what happened in 2008 at the RNC with Brandon Darby and the federal entrapment of protesters and the threats of anarchists and IEDs and all these different DHS threats has scared off a lot of people. The numbers just aren't here. There's really, sadly to say, not a lot of people here to protest the Republican Party. And those who are here are also calling for Obama as the solution.
Well, that's right. And that's why there's no protest in North Korea, is because they arrest you and harass you if you do. And this is the intention of hiring provocateurs to throw bottles from the back so they can attack protesters in Seattle when the numbers were 80,000. The next protest, they're 50,000. The next protest, they're 20,000, 10,000, 5,000, 1,500. They're destroying freedom nationwide, scientifically, and I hope they enjoy what they've done for their children. It is social engineering, and so I guess the only people they're protesting, you're saying, are Obama, Obama type people.
Yeah, there's definitely some Obama supporters. There's a few people we've spoke to who see past the two-party system. We've been making sure to go to every protest, every action we can, and we're hearing people call for Obama or Romney. We're going around screaming, no, Obama, you know, get rid of the two-party system, break your chains both right and left, trying to get people to think past the two-party paradigm. And that's been our main job here, is to document everything and to bring awareness to the people who maybe see that the Republicans are screwing us over, but the Democrats are part of it as well, and just trying to get them to look past the whole system and to look to the community for more solutions.
So what did these federal goons have to say to you? Any other little points? I mean, they look really satisfied, like they are enjoying frustrating the First Amendment with extreme relish.
Yeah, so as Micah said, they started asking to go through my bag. They asked if they could go through there, and we went back and forth for a few minutes because I told them, if you're going to search my bag anyways, just go ahead and do it, you know, and they said they wanted permission, and I told them no, that I didn't have anything to hide, but I was exercising my Fourth Amendment, and I didn't want them to go through my bag. So we did that for a few minutes, and also our cameraman, Cody, he was filming from across the street, and he came up upon the incident and tried to film that as well.
Yeah, when I came closer, I was actually with Al Jazeera as well and an NBC representative, and we tried to get closer to see what was happening, and we were quickly told to get away, that we were on federal property, and if we did not, you know, remove ourselves, we would be detained as well.
Yeah, that's right. Wherever they set up these little police states now, everything is a federal event, and then they claim it'll be trespassing to get near their lordships.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they had perimeter fences set up all around the city, cops everywhere, bike cops, the Ninja Turtle gear, and that we're miles away from the RNC itself, but they're just using it as an excuse to set up this control grid.
And remember, they represent the foreign banks that run the country and brag they've conquered us, who publicly launder the drug money and ship the narcotics in. So that's why they're so tyrannical. They work for big banks that are so evil, drugs aren't enough, they run child kidnapping rings. I mean, let's just remember how evil this government is.
Yeah, well, I did want to point out something that I just recalled, Alex, that right after this incident happened, we stopped at a cafe on the corner, and the Al Jazeera reporters were there, and we went into this restaurant that was attached to the Greyhound station, and they notified us that there was a protester, supposedly a protester, that they saw come out of the gates from behind the perimeter where the cops are and where all the DHS and everything was, and he was inside there. He was wearing a yellow Resist RNC shirt, dressed up like a protester. It was two guys, and so we went back inside and took pictures of them, so it seemed like they might be using, you know, fake protesters, informants, just like we know they do.
No. They're dressing informants up with vulgar signs, dressed up like sexual organs. It's classic operations. I've caught police commanding the fake anarchists before. I mean, they've been caught all over the world doing this. Yeah, they have synthetic protesters for the media to demonize their enemy, freedom, First Amendment.
Definitely. You know, and we were out there to document everything, Alex. We were, after being questioned and harassed, they let us go, and they basically just threatened us and told us that anything that we film around there, we could be stopped for. And if we don't show ID, we're going to be immediately detained. And we've just been doing our best to get this word out, because as far as we can see, besides the police state, there doesn't seem to have been too many more beatdowns. But as you said, they've scared off a lot of protesters by entrapping.
Well, no, I mean, they've used Dark InfoWar or black propaganda against everybody. And so, hey, the banks are now free to destroy the country and destroy their pension funds, and they will. And so all those cops are going to end up living in total squalor, losing their whole future, but they won't care. They'll still have uniforms. So, hey, everything they want, they're now going to get from their mama government. They're very close to releasing all the hell that they planned for us for so long. Now, I want to get to this article, but first I want to get your take on it and any other points you want to make here. TSA harasses Ron Paul and his wife in Florida. On departing the RNC in Tampa yesterday, Ron Paul, his wife, and granddaughter were subjected to harassment by the TSA at a small airport in Clearwater, Florida. Eight TSA goons, I mean, this is like 30, 40 miles away from the other Tampa airport, told the Paul entourage they would need to be screened before they could be allowed to leave because Mitt Romney might be nearby, which he wasn't. But just Mitt Romney's nearby. He's 40 miles away, or his lordship. The insinuation was obvious. Paul and his family pose a threat to the GOP presidential candidate. After a protracted examination of Ron Paul's credentials, the agents demanded they be allowed to check the plane for explosives. They're now boarding private planes. They want to shut down private aviation. Where you got your little Cessna out there? It's over. They run things now. I'm going to go back to you here in just a moment. The incident ended after Ron Paul's wife, Carol, who had a pacemaker, refused to be screened by the TSA, and an aide started taking video. Oh, that terrorist thing. The disgraceful incident serves as a vicious parting shot by the establishment. The GOP has constantly sabotaged Paul's campaign, and the corporate media has either ignored the candidate or portrayed him as a radical that had absolutely no chance of winning the nomination despite the huge and unprecedented following and popularity of the American people. In March, we posted details from a report by investigative journalists who discovered documents by GOP insiders to sabotage Paul's campaign and thwart his supporters in the primaries during the convention. The establishment media worked in concert with the GOP to refuse to report on Paul had won the five-state minimum required to be on the ballot for the nomination of the Republican convention. Yeah, he should have ran third party and spoiled it all for him. He'd got a lot more attention than, you know, his son getting a speaking slot at the whoop-de-doo RNC with a bunch of corpses, you know, a bunch of self-propelled stomachs and living dead, mindless fake neocons that think that the Republicans are going to save him. What a joke. In addition to revealing the links of the establishment and its lapdog media will go to harass, discredit a candidate they consider dangerously unacceptable, the incident underscores the determination of the Total Sexual Assault Unit, known as TSA, to move into smaller airports despite an effort earlier this year by Republican lawmakers to expedite the implementation of a program that would allow airports to opt out of the federal screening. Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul, and senator from Kentucky, was detained last year by the TSA in Nashville. Following the incident, Rand issued a press release, and it just goes on. Ron Paul has told us on this show, as a link to it, that he was also molested by the TSA. And it just goes on to break it all down. What do you guys make of that now? We've got to search you for explosives. Mitt Romney may be nearby in Clearwater Airport, 35, 40 miles away.
It's deplorable. It sounds like just a tactic to harass Dr. Paul and make his, you know, day a little bit more cumbersome. And I think it's ridiculous they're not going to search Mitt Romney to make sure that he's not trying to cheat Dr. Paul out of his due winnings or something.
Well, I mean, you know, Mitt Romney's got his money offshore, pays almost no taxes, but he's lower level. He only pays 17% when middle class pays around 40%. And so, the real elites pay zero tax. So someday Mitt Romney will be at that level.
Yeah, he hopes to be, but I think that most of us realize that Mitt Romney is just another puppet. He's a useful idiot. He's being used. So I think he's being used to bring Obama in so that Obama can seal the deal in the next 4 years, like you said, and bring in whatever their plan is. But the TSA searching Ron Paul, we saw the TSA on the streets. We saw the TSA in the Greyhound going into the RNC. And as you guys have mentioned, at Paul Ryan's event. And they're spreading. You know, they're spreading to Metro. They're spreading to the Greyhound, to the train stations, football games.
And hey, football games. But let's remember, this is a group who, on record, they do background checks to hire criminals. It's confirmed. And if you're a convicted or defrocked priest, you become the head of major cities like Philadelphia Airport. I mean, this is a Stalinistic brigade of criminals. I mean, it's unbelievable that they're criminals, so they're the people that say Ron Paul isn't good. The criminals go after the congressman who's a household name. He can't be trusted, but they as felons can.
Yeah, exactly. They expose themselves because they have to lie, they have to cheat, and they have to steal in order to win. And people like Ron Paul and others who stand for liberty and stand for freedom, they don't have to lie. We don't have to cheat. We're already doing what's right, and they know that, so they have to attack us.
All right, we only got about 2 minutes left in this segment. I'm going to come back and hit some final news. But, gentlemen, any other points you'd like to make? Your full videos are at our article, TSA Takes Over Bus Stations in Tampa, DHS Agents Threaten Journalists. That's up there right now. TSA harasses Ron Paul and his wife. It's all up there. It's also in your article, HoustonFreethinkers.com. Any other closing quick comments?
Yeah, Alex, I just want to say thank you for having us on to talk about this. We're going to continue to do this. We're going to be heading next to New York for 9/11 to do some coverage of the police state and the 11th anniversary of that. We're also fighting Floyd in Houston. So we're going to continue to make sure that Houston stays free and that Texas stays free. So thanks for talking with us.
Oh, please don't thank me. Thank you for being out there on the front lines in a country where things are getting very, very dark, very, very scary. Nightfall is happening. I mean, classical signs of hardcore evil are upon us. And so please don't thank me. I want to thank you. If we don't all stand up and say no and let these people know we're not their slaves, they're going to take over. Look at how you've driven them out of Houston for now with their criminal activity. We've got to drive the banker occupiers out everywhere. They are collaborators for the bankers that have bragged that they've captured our country. I mean, the police aren't bad on average, but when they act like this, federal or local, they are aiding the criminal, narcotic, trafficking, murdering banks.
Definitely, Alex. We'll see you soon. We'll be out there on the front line.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good job. And folks, I'll say this, you know, that isn't hyperbole. I mean, the big mega banks launder the money, run the drug aircraft, grow the opium, run the white slavery. I mean, we are in the hands of global ruthless banks who are eugenicists that say they want to spike our food and water to kill us. They're publicly proposing it because they're already doing it. Now they admit it. Reality is off the charts insane. It's the final segment of this hour, and I know I'm ranting, but if you're like going, oh yeah, the government runs child kidnapping rings, just type in NATO, UN, child sex slavery, or white slavery, or Pentagon contractors. It's all protected, just like Fast and Furious. It's only the tip of the iceberg. All of it. I mean, this is a criminal enterprise. The criminals want to be able to rob us and not get in trouble. That's what tyranny is. And it's here. I mean, it's here. The government sanctioned torture, including of children, in front of their parents. Not with real terrorists. They run Al-Qaeda. We're in trouble. And they get these childlike minds, dress them up in black uniforms. The bureaucrats, they got the neighbors spying on each other. And there's no real terrorists. There never was. So now they're like, it's the gun owners. It's the libertarians. And then those are the very people, a lot of them, the conservatives are like, good, law and order, arrest everyone. Okay, well, it's going to be you. Yeah, there's the Department of State. Stop human trafficking, sexual exploitation, and abuse by international peacekeepers. And there they are. Oh, yeah, you're stopping it. You're running it. I mean, they're abusing the men that work at the Department of Justice. The women are, that rule it. What do you think they do to little kids? These are demons. Who wants tyranny? These people. And it's a lot deeper than Obama. Corruption is racing through our body like a staph infection, like metastasizing cancer. Some of the articles, big breaking news. Operation Mockingbird 2012, New York Times writer leaks story critical of Obama to CIA. Bullets, false flags, and biological warfare. What is the U.S. government planning? Powerful article. Billboards warning of martial law go up in Florida. Groupon offers hugely successful multi-state concealed carry permit class. Don Salazar wrote that. RNC protest vastly outnumbered by cops. Texas students revolt against mandatory RFID tracking chips. We need to get that article out and stand with these people fighting this. That's where it's at. Not about security. It's about acclimation of the new prison cashless beast system. Where are your churches saying no to this? They're just like, praise God, we'll be teleported out of here soon. I declare. It's all up there right now. at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and video streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, Bill Gates funds anti-vaccine surveillance. He wants to know if you're putting them down. Alert system and on-demand vaccine delivery via low-cost unmanned aerial vehicles. That's right. I should have got to this. That should be a top story. Bill Gates wants drones to deliver the vaccine, like the anti-anxiety stress vaccine, where you're never upset again. How many hundreds of times did I say the drones will spray it and you'll wake up with a headache, but not be able to ever get upset again? There'll be no more pain soon. Oh, you don't want the fluoride? We have something else, Bill Gates. In fact, that's Cryptome.com. I'm going to get Kurt to post this. It's got the documents. Links to it right there. Isn't that sweet? Unmanned aerial vehicles can be deployed and flown by cell phone to transport vaccines to rural locations. That's Bill Gates, quote. That's MIT and Harvard Division of Health Sciences. Pure hell. Oh, it's all for our security. Sure it is. Sure it is. Bin Laden's in your pants. They got to check there. No, they got to break your will. Don't forget to support us. We're now carrying Interfood, storable organic foods, and all the Interfood products discounted at InfoWarsShop.com. We've got the Modafylin discounted with free citizen rule books. The best seaweed out there at InfoWarsShop.com. And we've got the Pollen Burst Plus with my ugly mug on the cover at InfoWarsHealth.com. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, all of it discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. Check it out today and support us. And take all the shots, too, because the government wants you to be well and drink your fluoride, too. And don't listen to us tonight at 7 o'clock on InfoWars Nightly News. It's bad. We're bad. We don't trust our loving government. We're evil.